Let me say this directly. A rental website with no rates can lose serious renters. Not every renter needs an exact quote before review, but most renters need some kind of price signal. I understand why operators hide rates. Availability changes. Pickup location matters. Delivery may cost more. Deposits may depend on the renter and vehicle. A weekend luxury rental is different from a weekly replacement rental. But if the website gives no price expectation at all, the renter may assume the process will be slow, expensive, or unclear. So I like a middle path. Show starting rates or ranges by vehicle class. Economy or sedan from a daily rate. SUV from a daily rate. Premium from a daily rate. Weekly rentals from a weekly range. Monthly or replacement rentals by review. Then explain that final availability, rate, deposit, and pickup instructions are confirmed after the operator reviews the request. That approach does two things. It helps the renter decide whether to submit, and it protects the operator from promising too much before seeing the details. On a professional website, I would also create vehicle and category pages with rate context. If someone is searching for an SUV rental in Houston, a weekly car rental in Richmond, or airport area vehicle rental near Hobby, the page should give them enough information to take action. The request form should then capture the details that affect price, dates, pickup, return, vehicle or class, driver age, license state, and trip context. Betty Drive supports this because the website can show rates while the dashboard keeps manual approval. The renter requests. The operator reviews. Then the rental workflow starts only after the operator is comfortable. If you only remember two things, remember this. First, hiding every rate can reduce trust and lower conversions. Second, showing starting rates with review language gives renters clarity without removing operator control. That is the balance a private rental website needs.